Well, strange sights in the skies over Wexford last night, and it could happen again tonight. So let's link in with Astronomy Ireland's David Moore. Good morning to you, David. How are you, David? Have we got you there? We have you, David. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, I thought we'd lost you there for a second. Look, strange sights in the skies. My son actually recorded some of it on his phone as well and sent it to me last night. Very interesting. What's been happening, please?
Well, we have the best meteor shower of the year happening. Last night was the peak, and it'll peak again tonight. So we want people actually to count how many they see and send them into Astronomy Ireland magazine for a big report we'll publish, because we've been doing this over the years, and this shower's been getting a little bit stronger as the years have ticked by, and people will probably know these are big meteor showers in August, and that's been declining a little bit. So, in fact, this meteor shower tonight, the Geminids, is about twice now as strong as the second-best meteor shower, the Perseids, in August. So you could see, for instance, last night walked out, saw a beautiful fireball, very bright meteor within 30 seconds, and in 10 seconds there was another one. Don't normally see two a minute. On a normal night, you'd expect to see one every 10 minutes. But we're expecting 20 times more than that tonight. There'll even be a few tomorrow night as well.
So why are we witnessing this? Because these are questions people are asking. They thought we had spacecraft in the skies last night. Such was the impact and the effect of it.
Well, every year we get to this point in our orbit, and that's the closest point to the orbit of a swarm of bits of debris left over by an asteroid called Phaeton that goes around the Sun every roughly 1.5 years. Now, the orbits don't cross exactly, so it's not going to run into us, but debris that's spread around its orbit does stray away from that orbit, and we hit that at about 80,000 miles an hour, 35 kilometers per second. I think a bullet is less than 1 kilometer per second, so we're talking about 1,000 times the energy of a bullet for these tiny particles. Some of them are only the size of a grain of sand, and ones the size of a pebble at that speed would light up the entire of Ireland like day for a few seconds. So these meteors, or shooting stars as they're known, tend to be beautifully bright, very spectacular, and there's more of them at this time of year than any other time of the year at all. And in fact, the moon's out of the sky as well, so people outside towns and cities will get an incredible view. They won't get a view as good as this till 2028, because next year there will actually be a moon in the way. So we're really encouraging people to go out and watch it tonight.
Right, you want people to count them.
Is there a particular reason why? There aren't enough astronomers in the world to sit out all night long counting meteors. So we rely on the general public. And, you know, you can go out and just enjoy the spectacle, ooh and ah, the brilliant ones that fly over. I've been watching them for years, and I couldn't help but let out a yelp when I saw the first two. And if you want to help contribute to the sum total of human knowledge, all you have to do is count them. You don't need telescopes or binoculars, just the naked eye. And the website astronomy.ie will tell you how to do it, especially as a group of you. Don't count each other's meteors, that's one trick. And I'll tell you where to send them. It's an email address, magazine@astronomy.ie. But astronomy.ie, the website, have a read of the details of the Geminids there. And there's a big report will be published in the magazine, hopefully with your name in it, your accounts as well, and we can see how many people are seeing this year.
And you want people to leave the binoculars and the telescopes inside. You don't want them to be using them at all. Is there a specific reason why you've made that point?
Yeah, because the binoculars will only show you a small patch of sky magnified, and you'll see fainter stars. But with the human eye, you can see a huge swathe of sky in one go. So telescopes are even worse. They see a tiny area of the sky. So you don't use telescopes or binoculars for counting meteors. It's the naked eye. So you don't need any equipment. As long as you've got reasonable eyesight, you can enjoy the spectacle. And another tip is, you know, don't go out and expect to start seeing them straight away. Give your eyes about at least 5 minutes. Your eyes get more and more used to dark, can see fainter and fainter meteors. So, you know, if you go out from a brightly lit room the first minute, you can hardly see anything. You probably know this. You go out a dark back garden, you can't see anything. If you stand still and just wait, you suddenly start to see things around you. And 5 minutes will do most of it. The purists say a half an hour, but unless you're out in the rural location with pitch black skies, 5 minutes does most of it and wrap up well at this time of year. Temperatures are actually expected to be above normal for this time of year, so this is a good year to be watching the Geminids. I've had snow and ice on the ground in the past.
Right.
But wrap up well and, you know, try and spend several 15-minute intervals.
Right.
Not everyone can stay up till dawn. Or maybe you might want to get up early in the morning. You know, it doesn't get, it's pitch black until 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
The sun doesn't rise till after 8. So you can actually do a watch early in the morning as well.
When we look back in 2023, what sort of a year has it been for you, David, and your team at Astronomy Ireland?
Yeah, in astronomy, it's always incredible. One of the highlights is actually the front cover of the December issue of our magazine was the eclipse on October 28th, which had generally bad weather forecast, but I stood out, and sure enough, there were breaks in the clouds, and I got to see the whole thing. In fact, I'll never forget that I had a big telescope to get a close-up view of the eclipse, and I'll never forget the view of the Earth's shadow covering the moon. And the craters, there was something ethereal about the light. We only got short views of it with the clouds rolling in. In fact, I ended up watching some of the eclipse while it was raining on me, which is typical Irish weather. That's one of the big highlights for me. But there have been lots of spacecraft launch, International Space Station with space chasers flying over. And the moon next to the planets, I remember, was it November the 8th, we had the moon passed in front of the planet Venus, an extremely rare sight.
Thank you so much for talking to us. If people do get good shots of that tonight, do you want them to send them on to you, David, or will you be inundated if ask people to do that?
It's quite tricky to photograph meteors. You'll see more because the human eye is an amazing device, but definitely if you get photographs, we'll publish them in Astronomy Ireland magazine. We want everybody to join. Give somebody a gift membership this year.
Yeah.
All the details are on our website, including the Geminids, astronomy.ie.
And what's the best time to view this tonight?
Actually, all night long.
All night
long. This meteor shower. Some of them don't rise for a while, but this one's up as soon as it gets dark.
Okay.
So, you know, 5 o'clock, it should be beginning to get dark enough, certainly 6 o'clock, and then you can watch. And you'll see more the later you leave it. If you can stay viewing until 10, you should get good views. And after midnight is always better than before midnight. But there's so many of these around. That's, you know, start viewing as soon as it gets dark. And if it's cloudy, don't worry. Keep waiting. Hopefully, the forecast looks good for at least breaks in the clouds. And if it is somewhat cloudy, look in the clear patches.
Yeah.
You'll see them anywhere in the sky. So if there's only a small break, like I had this morning, just look in that break.
Thank you, David. We have to head to the news with Brona from the Wexford News Centre.